When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Here's your morning brief for Wednesday, November 16th. I'm Kate Bullivant for The Wall Street Journal. Donald Trump launched a third consecutive White House bid yesterday, aiming to reaffirm his position as the Republican standard bearer, despite disappointing midterm election results that have led some party leaders to suggest the polarizing former president step aside. Trump touted his record as president, particularly on the economy, and painted a bleak picture of the 2 years of the Biden presidency. A missile that hit Poland yesterday, killing two people, was likely from a Ukrainian air defense system, according to two senior Western officials briefed on preliminary US assessments. Poland is continuing its own investigation of the explosion, which occurred amid a Russian barrage across Ukraine. The initial findings are being discussed today at an emergency meeting at the North Atlantic Treaty Organization, where ambassadors from its 30 members will review intelligence and consider their options. The UK's annual rate of inflation has risen to a fresh 41-year high. According to the UK's Office of National Statistics, October consumer prices were 11.1% higher than a year ago and the highest since October 1981. However, a government price cap on energy and a looming recession means any further inflation increases in the coming months are likely to be more modest. Markets in Asia ended mixed and European shares mostly fell in early trading. US stock futures edged higher. The US Commerce Department is set to release the October retail sales figures, while chipmaker Nvidia and retailer Target headline another day of quarterly earnings reports. We have a lot more coverage of the day's news on the WSJ's What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist on your smart speaker or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.